Hi, my dear leaders in action, and welcome again for a new podcast on the Leadership Optimizer. We are on the first season, and this is the fourth episode of the Leadership Optimizer. Today, Herman Kakwe is going to talk to us about how to influence without hassle. Herman Kakwe, can you tell us a little bit more about how to influence without hassle?
You know, thank you very much, Conan. During the first episode, we talked about how to optimize our leadership. And meaning that optimizing is about using the least resources to get the highest, the best result possible, the best impact possible. And the challenge here is that most leaders use too much energy when it's come to, let's say, addressing the different challenge that they have in their relationship with the colleague, the family members, the community members, people in their team, and so on and so forth. So what we want to do here is to make sure that you can still get in with, continue to get results with people without using too much energy, without crunching your energy. Because when you're exhausted at the end of the day, it's not because you're tired physically talking, it's because you have spent too much energy in your relationship, in the way you try and manage different situations. And by focusing on the necessity to manage every situation with the less hassle, the less energy possible, that's what helps us optimize our leadership. And we can still influence people without crying. We can still optimize our leadership and influence them without arguing. My father came to a level of leadership with us where he didn't needed to beat us anymore. And I mean, his eyes movement, the way he talk, and sometimes, and most of the time, his silence are very talkative. And we could see what he was meaning just by looking at his face. I think he was using less energy to get the best result possible. And this is leadership. And this is what we were saying, we're talking about since the episode one of this podcast, and we continue to talk about that because I came to the conclusion that leadership is very simple. If you choose to invest the less energy for the best result, and there are some strategies, techniques, tips that you can use to get there. And today we're going to talk about how to influence without hassle, without using too much energy.
Thank you so much for that great introduction. And we are going to start with the first point on that subject, which is focus on the outcome, not the situation. So like focus on, let's say, the future, maybe not the present situation. How can you explain that? How can you explain focus on the outcome, not the situation?
Sometimes every situation can look very bad. And the job of the leader is to fix it, not to read it, not to describe the situation.
So when we are talking about situation, are we talking about the present?
We are talking about the present. That is, you're working on a project and things are not going very well. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you look at the way things are going, you can lose your temper. You can lose control. If you want to keep controlling the situation, you need to focus on the results. I used to say that every result had the secret of its achievement. Every result had the secrets of its achievement. If you ask the results, what are the best way to solve you? What are to achieve you? When you ask that situation, what are the best way? What should I do in order to get that result? That result has the possibility and the ability to tell you what to do. If the situation is very bad and you focus on the fact that the situation is very bad, you won't be strategic.
Yeah.
Being strategic is being connected to the final result, mm-hmm. the ideal result. The situation, they used to say, the situation may be bad, but God's still good.
Yeah.
See what I mean? The situation may be bad, but what you want to do is right.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is, okay, everything is possible. And many things, the bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
So when you see that bad things are happening to you, you do not need to focus on what is happening that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on the right result that you want to have. And that result will tell you the good behavior, which will tell you the good choices, will tell you what strategy you need to use. If you need to change your strategy, if you need to change your plan, it will tell you, because when you ask a girl what is the right way to make you fall in love with me, she will tell you. It's not, but if you focus on the way she's behaving, that she's not picking your calls, kind of, when you talk to her, she don't respond. You have to study her and say, oh, what is the best way to make this girl or this man fall in love with me? And if you focus on that, they will give you the secret. If you do what they want, you get it. But if you say, oh, no, she's arrogant. She's arrogant. She don't answer me. Right, what is that? Fuck you. You say that, okay? So you're letting the situation be contagious to you. The challenge is most people let situation contaminate them. Don't let the situation contaminate you. But when the situation is bad and you let it contaminate you, you will feel bad. But if you focus on the result, let's say, okay, considering the result I want to achieve, taking the result I want to achieve, what should I do? No matter what is happening now, what is the right decision that I need to take? You will take the right decision. But if you focus on the situation and it is bad, you feel bad. When you feel bad, you won't do the right thing to get to the result that you want to get. And this is true when you're trying to, let's say, address the behavior of your colleagues, your employees, people around you. Leaders focus on the result and they ask the result what the right thing to do. You know what? Every event can get you to any outcome. But it depends on your reaction. You can say, okay, I will let the event decide the reaction. Never let the event decide your reaction. Never let the situation decide on your reaction. Ask the result that you want to have and ask yourself, meaning, if I take the result I want to achieve, what is the right reaction that I need to have? If you let the situation detect your reaction, you'll get a bad result.
That's very deep and that's wonderful. Let's jump on the second point, which is focus on your expectation, not your behavior.
Okay. Well, what meaning here? For example, you let's say you're coaching a new employee, or you have one of your executives that you want to promote to, a leadership position, and the way he's doing things, you know. You can see that it's not what you are expecting. And this can be disturbing. This can be, let's say, frustrating. But you don't look at that. You know, leaders take the best from people. And now they feel it. They feel it. They identify the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feed it to make it grow. This is what I mean.
Yeah.
So instead of trying and focus on the way the guy is behaving, instead of waiting for him to do what you want, even if you are frustrated, even if your expectations are not met, look at what you want from him. Look at what you want from him. What do I want from him? What is the result? You know, people do what we talk about. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
People do what we talk about. So if you want them to be productive, if you want them to be effective with you, focus on what your expectations are, not what their behavior are, and tell them what you want, not what you don't want. And this is very important when it comes to, let's say, managing and coaching people. Have you ever seen that when you take a child and you spend your time talking about his bad behavior and bad attitude?
You're increasing attitudes.
Exactly. So what can be frustrating is that you can see him doing the same thing. Why? Because people do what you talk about.
Yeah.
You know, they do what you appreciate. If you talk about something, you appreciate it. You're raising the value of that thing.
Yeah.
If there is a behavior, there is a default that person has. Yeah. You spend your time talking about that. This is what you're feeding.
Yes.
So don't feed what you don't want. Talk about exactly what your expectation
feed are. What you want.
Yeah, feed what you want. Feed you what you want. Talk about your expectation. Oh, you know, for example, the behavior is not very good. You say, okay, you know, the outcome is not very good. You say, okay, you know, I know that you wanted to do the right thing, but let me see. This is what I'm expecting for you. You talk about what you're expecting. Yeah. Don't focus on it. Don't say you guys are not doing the right job here. What the hell are you doing here? Don't say that.
Yeah.
Tell them what you want. I know that you guys are trying to do the right job.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know what I'm looking for. Please, yeah. You guys, this is what I'm looking for. So focus on your expectation, not their behavior. If you spend your time criticizing, talking about their behavior, instead of talking about, because they will remember the bad behavior and the way you are treating them, not the expectation. What do you want from them? You want them to meet your expectations. So focus on that and talk about that. It's better. And you spend less energy when you talk about your expectation instead of describing and criticizing the behaviors.
That's wonderful. Mm. Let's move to the third point, which is about focus on your attitude and not the attitude.
Exactly. So you focus on your attitude, not the attitude. You know, for leaders, from time you have a situation where you know that, you know, you did the right thing, but your guys, your people have not done the right thing. Remember something very important. You are the one who will show them the right attitude. So if they do bad thing and your attitude is good, it's right, they will know that, oh, you know, we know that we didn't do what our leader was expecting from us. Let me give you one example. One day, one of my guys was supposed to come to a meeting, and he knows that he won't come again. And I was expecting he come with me so that we go to the meeting together.
Okay.
The driver was supposed to pick me. So he didn't send the driver. When he changed his program, he didn't tell me. And I knew that this was very bad because I was about to be late. So I picked my phone and I wanted to criticize him. And I said, oh, you know what? You know that you won't come again. You should have called me.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? This is not good. And I said that. I know that, remember, my attitude was not right. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah.
So, but his attitude was not really good.
Yeah.
But what he will remember is not his bad attitude, but my bad attitude as a leader.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I sent him an SMS telling him that I was sorry about the way I treat him on the phone.
Yeah.
And when I say, I'm sorry about the way I treat you on the phone, he said, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a bomb, the one person that can remove the bomb is the leader.
Yeah.
Well, how does he remove the bomb? It's depend on his attitude.
Yeah.
Because if you don't look what's your attitude and you you are reactive to what the other people are doing, you won't have the right attitude. No matter what they do, please make sure that you, the leader, you have the right attitude. And if you have the right attitude, that we learn from that and see that the next time they have to challenge themselves and start doing like you. You know, it's like, you have a situation and you know that you are right and the other person is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and tell him that he's wrong. Focus on your attitude. Always focus on your attitude, because people don't remember their own attitude. They remember your attitude. So focus on your attitude and make sure that it's the right one. If your attitude is right, you'll be showing them the right picture, because you are the mirror of your people. If they can see that you have the right attitude, then we know what the right attitude is. But if, because they didn't have the right attitude and you had the wrong attitude, you know, you cannot be bad because the other people are the bad guys. Okay? If you are bad because they are bad, they will remember that you are bad.
Yeah. So that's really good. And this is going to lead us to the fourth point, which is look for the potential, not the quality you are expecting. Can you explain more about look for the potential, not the quality you are expecting from them.
You know, I've been in a family where my father used to be a teacher, and I'm the first of the family, the guy, and my father could see that he didn't need to tell me to learn my lesson or do my homework before I do it. And when my brother was growing, my father was expecting him to do his homework without him to ask him. And he can see that every time the result that my brother was getting are not as my results. And he starts, let's say, pressuring, okay, and bothering the boy.
Yeah.
And he became a rebel. You know why? Because he wanted to see the quality that I have in the boy,
yeah.
in my brother,
yeah.
My young brother. What was not possible?
Yeah.
Everybody has his qualities, and as a leader,
yeah, we are different people.
We are different people, and the other thing is, when you as a leader, you have criteria. Let's say you know that there are some values, there are some behavior. You know that yes, I want everybody to behave like me. This is not possible. Everybody cannot behave like you.
Yeah.
And if you are looking for people, only people who are behaving like you, there's no value that you are adding to yourself.
Yeah.
You add value to yourself when you can meet and gather around you people who have qualities and even defaults that you don't have. And now you can team together and build some team that can be solid,
yeah.
that can be strong. You see what I mean? So yeah. This is very important. Instead of wanting people to have the quality that you have, ask yourself, what are the qualities that they have that I can use? It's like you are a football coach, a basketball coach, and you come, you let everybody play, and based on the performances, based on the movement, on the
field,
on the feet, you can say, okay, this he can play, he can do this, he can do this, he can do this. You don't say, okay, I want this quality, you don't have it, so you go out, you go out. You don't have the way yeah. leaders do. The leaders focus on the potential. What can I do with what he has? Not what do I need that he should have or he or she must have. If you want people to have your quality or the quality that you're looking for, it will be difficult for you to pick the right person. It's like you want to date with someone and you're looking for the criteria, you're using your criteria, you're looking for the quality that you think that a good husband or a good wife you have. So when you're looking for that, you won't get the right person. You just start dating and you say, what can I do with what they have? The great question that leaders ask is, what can I do with what they have? Not what should they have to be with me, but what can I do with what they have? Because every person can be useful and every person can help a team, every person can help you as a leader.
That's really deep. That's wonderful. Like, when you look at it very well, you see that we should look at people the way they can become and
exactly.
not the way they are today.
Exactly, because who you are today is not who you are going to be tomorrow. And don't treat people based on what they are doing now. Treat them based on what you're expecting from them. Treat them based on the potential. Treat them based on the improvement that they can have, that they can reach, and help them grow. You know, they used to say, don't mark my copy, help me get a 10. You know, don't mark my copy, help me get a 10. Instead of trying and use your red pen and trying to show what people are doing badly, I mean the bad behavior, focus on what you want from them and help them reach that stage. And that's where you are a leader.
I'm going to say, look at them with the eyes of your mind, so
exactly.
your vision,
exactly.
and not with the eyes of your body, so your sight.
Exactly, and this is what John Maxwell used to say. You know, put a 10 on the head of each person that you're working with. If you put a 10 on your head, you treat them, because the way we treat people depends on the way we see them.
Yes.
So if you give them a 10 before starting the relation, meaning that we see them as a 10 guy.
Exactly.
And if you study the excellent, the good guys, and you treat them that like good guys, because
they are going to become a 10.
Exactly. Because people became the way you treat them.
That's introducing our fifth point, which is talk about what you want and not what you don't want from them.
Exactly. Because, you know, people do what you talk about.
Yes. So, like you just said, see them as a 10.
Exactly.
You want a 10.
Exactly.
A 10 of a 10.
Exactly.
So, that's what you want.
Exactly.
So, that's what you need to talk about.
Exactly.
You know, so, talk about what you want.
Exactly. Tell them that I know that you can do the job.
Exactly.
I know that you're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you guys have done better job before, and you keep on doing a good job. So, I trust you. You know, there's nothing as important as to give someone a job and say, you know that, I trust you. You know, I trust you.
I have confidence about
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I have confidence about you, and that you can do it. And I want to help you, work with you so that you can reach that level. If you tell someone, yes, I know that you can do it, I trust you. And you're talking about the expectation. You're talking about what you want him to be. Leaders focus on where they want people to be, not where people are. They don't talk about where people are. They don't describe where people are. They envision the future for them. They envision the result, the outcome from them. And they point it out and they go with them so that people can go there and have that joy and excitement to reach their full potential. We need to work as leaders to help people reach their full potential. And if you want to help someone reach his full or her full potential, you focus on that potential, not his failure of the moment, not his frustration of the moment, or your frustration about him in the moment, but what he can do, what he can achieve.
I'm pretty sure that our listeners are really appreciating the moment we are having right now.
I love that.
full of value, of positive information. And let's talk about the 6 points, you know, watch your walk.
Exactly.
You know, because I like that quote which say, walk your talk and talk your walk.
Exactly.
You know, so exactly. How should we walk as leader, you know?
People do what they see.
Okay.
This is the law of the picture. I know. People do what they see. You cannot ask anybody to do something different from what you have said. One day we were discussing and one of the child in the room said a word, a very bad word. And we were frustrated. Everybody was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, you know why? I'm pretty sure that this child heard the word from an adult, not another child.
Yeah.
So it's the word that the adult person use that
girl is going to use, or exactly, that boy is going to
exactly.
use.
Exactly. So people do what they see.
They do what they see.
People do what they hear. People say what they hear. You know, if you have one of your children or yeah, children having some behaviors and you don't like it, don't worry. Watch your work. Watch your own behavior. Sometimes you take a child and you tell him, don't do that. And he say, you know what? I see my uncle my uncle do it last time. Ah, you asked me not to do it. I can see mom doing it yesterday. Grandmom, mommy do it yesterday. Did yesterday. Why are you asking me not to do it? Because, you know, anytime you do anything, people use it not as example, but as a law that they need to abide by. Your behavior is a law.
Yeah.
Your behavior is a rule. Your behavior regulates
yeah.
the behavior of your team members and family members, your children. So you have to watch your work. Where you place your feet, that's where they're gonna try and place and put their feet. So you have to watch your work and make sure that you're doing the right thing.
There is a positive saying which is even very popular, which used to say, lead by example.
Lead by example, lead by walk your walk, because your walk is the law.
Yes.
It's what people will be inspired by. And when you're walking, the result that you're getting, you cannot ask people to, you know, to do something that you have not done yourself.
Exactly.
You cannot ask them to abide by a law that you cannot respect yourself.
Yourself.
And so it's where you, if you have been there, you can drive them to there.
You can show them the way.
You can show them the way. You know, the John Maxwell used to say that the leader know the way, have been through the way, and can show the way.
Exactly.
And if you cannot show you cannot show a way that you have not been gone through.
Yeah.
If you have gone through the way, you can show it.
Exactly. That's what is with confidence.
With confidence, because you know how the way it works.
Yeah, it's not just theory.
It's something that you have experience. You know,
exactly.
As we used to say, if you want to be a good leader, a teacher, and all kind of, you need to learn. You need to experience, and you need to inspire. It's when you learn and you put into practice and you experience it, experimentation we drive you, we conduct you to inspiration.
That's
and
now
you
nice.
Inspire yourself, you got better ideas.
And you inspire others.
Exactly, better understanding yourself. You understand things when you do that.
Yeah.
If you want to teach other people, coach them, help them to do it, mentor them to do it, and you have not done it yourself, it won't work. And that's because instead of using our work as a law, we don't do that. We don't make sure that we watch our work so that it can become a law. And we're trying to use a law to punish other people. This makes us spend too much energy. And it's not working. We know that it's not working. When you're crying all the day long, you know that it's not working. But you keep on doing why? Because you don't know that the most important law is your work. So you need to watch your work. And when you watch your work, it's become the law that everybody around you want to abide by, because they know that the result that you get by doing that is the right one.
That's a very good introduction to our seventh point, which is use your energy strategically.
Exactly. You know, one day, one of my coaches, a leader I was coaching, he called me and said, you know, Aaron, I'm exhausted. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in my couch. My couch? Okay, so what's happening? He said, I'm just watching TV and I'm unable to get up and go to my bedroom. I asked him, have you lost temper during the day? How nervous have you been during the day? He said, yes, I live a bad situation during the day. Okay, have you lost your temper during the day? He said, yes. Have you cried on people? She said, have you bothered them? He said, yes, I bothered them. Okay. So that's where you spent your energy. And now you're exhausted. And you don't have energy, even if to get up and go into your bed and sleep. You know what? Manage your energy strategically. Because, you know, an energy is something incredible. Time is there, but energy should be managed. We don't need to manage our time. Because no matter how, we have 24 hours per day,
mm-hmm.
okay? But sometimes you have the day in front of you, available. The time is available, but you don't have the inspiration. You don't have the energy to use that time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you are using it in battling, in struggling against other people, other people's behaviors. Other people's attitude.
You are misusing your energy.
You're crunching your energy. And when you crunch your energy, I like that word, you crunch it.
Yeah.
You crunch it and it disappear. And you have time in front of you, but you cannot use it because you're not managing your energy strategically.
Yeah.
You should ask yourself, what is the best use of my energy? Should I put my energy on the bad behaviors or my expectation?
Yeah.
Should I put my energy reprimanding my people or congratulating them,
yeah.
coaching them, training them? You know, I came to the conclusion that if we could use our energy to congratulate our people, to train them, to coach them, it is more profitable than using it to try and fix the problem that they're creating, to try and use our energy to bother them, to cry, to be frustrated, because frustration deception, disappointment are energy consuming. But training people, congratulating them, coaching them, having confidence in them is energy productive. That is, you get more energy when you focus on training people instead of criticizing them. When you focus on coaching people instead of showing what they're not doing very good. So we need to manage our energy to put it where it can be profitable, where it can be more productive, when it can help us more.
Those are amazing advices, Chairman. And we are going to finish with the last point, which is address every situation with the result in mind.
Sure. You know, one day, one of my colleagues asked me, you know, Herman, why are we doing all this thing? Why are we getting up very early in the morning, trying to go to work, trying to meet our customers, coaching people, facilitating workshops? Why do we do that? Trying to beat, a world-class organization. Why do we do all those things? You know, let me tell you, we do all those things because we want to be happy, we want to feel good, and be useful to the world. So, at the end of the day, no matter how other people are behaving, no matter what the attitudes are, I need to remember, I must remember that I'm doing all those things because what? Because I want to be happy. I want to feel good. And I want to be useful to the world. So the decision that I will make, the behavior that I will have, should help me achieve that result. And I need to have that result in my mind every time. I should ask myself, the decision I'm going to make, will that help me be happy, feel good, and be useful to the world? If not, I need to change it. I need to fix it. If I'm having a behavior, I should ask myself, my behavior, will it help me be happy, feel good, and useful to the world? If it's not, yes, I need to fix it. I need to address it. I need to change it. Because at the end of the day, everybody is struggling, everybody is working, everybody is doing what he's doing because he wants to be happy, feel good, and be useful to the world. So we need to have that in mind every time and make sure that every day I will do everything I need to do. I will do everything to make sure that, yes, at the end of the day, I will be happy, feel good, and useful to the world, useful to my fellow employees, to my team, to my community, to my family, to my children, to the world, to my country, and so on and so forth. So if we forget that result, that most important impact or outcome that everybody is working for, we will make decisions and have behaviors, and we lose our energy. We think that we try and influence people. Now, you are crushing them, talking to everybody, and frustrating everybody all over the day. But at the end of the day, you are not happy, you don't feel good, and you don't seem to be useful to the world. And when you cannot achieve that result, and those three levels of result, it's like your life is unuseful. And this can be bad for any leader.
Thank you so much, Herman, for showing how to influence without hassle. And I'm pretty sure that all the listeners, all the leaders in action, are loving everything you shared with us. So we are saying thank you and see you very soon for the next podcast.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Cornel.
Ciao.
Ciao.